Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Several people in central Texas are dead after a mass shooting at a rural community church. Joey Palacios of Texas Public Radio reports the shooting occurred in Sutherland Springs, about 45 miles southeast of San Antonio.
The shooting at the First Baptist Church began at 11 a.m. local time, according to Pastor Paul Buford of the nearby River Oaks Church. He says emergency responders attending Sunday services began getting calls.
Those first responders immediately left our church to come down and to help. Our church immediately went into what we do, and we started praying for everyone that was involved in it.
Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett confirms a man entered the First Baptist Church and began firing on Sunday. It's unknown how many people were injured, but the sheriff told the Wilson County News there are multiple injuries and fatalities. The paper says the shooter has been taken down. Connolly Memorial Medical Center in Floresville, Texas confirms at least 10 injured have been transferred to the hospital. For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Texas, several people are dead after a gunman opened fire at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. That's about 30 miles southeast of San Antonio. Local media report the gunman is among the dead. Joey Palacios of Texas Public Radio has more.
This community right now is grieving. It's a small town. There's about 400 people that live there, and supposedly 40 were inside the church. So about 10% of the town was in that church when it was happening.
Joey Palacios reporting.
We're going to start today's show in Texas, where news broke earlier today that someone walked into a church in the small town of Sutherland Springs and opened fire. Details are still sketchy, so we have on the line David Martin Davies of member station KSTX in San Antonio. David, thank you for being with us.
It's great to be here, Noel.
Also with me in studio is NPR's Colin Dwyer. Colin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
David, I want to start with you. What do we know about this shooting so far?
We have not had an official briefing yet, although the shooting happened 5 hours ago. Right now, we're waiting for Governor Greg Abbott, Texas governor, to give us that briefing, so we're on standby. All we know is that the town of Sutherland Springs, population of 643, is an unincorporated town, at the First Baptist Church, for that and a convenience store and a few homes, that's about it. Someone walked in there at 11 o'clock our time and opened fire.
David, you point out that it has been a couple of hours. Do you know why we don't have an official response yet?
There's a lot of people who are dead, a lot of people who are wounded.
Okay.
There are family members and friends, this whole community. They need to hear first from law enforcement what happened before it gets addressed in the media. That's happening right now. I'm now at the Stockdale Community Center City Hall. Earlier, I was at the Community Center for Sutherland Springs. That's where they told the media to gather, and that's where the community was gathering, and it was an emotional scene. People were breaking down. People were hugging. People were greeting each other with joy because they didn't know who was alive and who was dead, and many of these people are losing family. They're losing friends, losing neighbors. So we've got to deal with this in a very sensitive manner.
Can you tell us a little bit about the town of Sutherland Springs? You say it's a small town. I assume a rural place?
Yes, very rural, 40 miles, 50 miles east of San Antonio. This is a church. This is kind of a blue jeans and working boots kind of a church. Hmm. It's a big part of the community. I talked to another pastor who was at a nearby church, Pastor Buford. He was talking about how they were having their service at that same time. They had first responders in the congregation. Their radios started going off, saying all units respond and make their way to the First Baptist Church. And that's where, and I talked to a person who lives across the street from the church, and he talked about how many people are expected to be, we're talking over 20 people are dead.
And because this is such a small place, as you say, most people do know each other. The residents
yes.
that you've spoken to, I imagine what you're hearing is a lot of shock and a lot of horror.
It is a lot of shock, a lot of horror, and what and how did this happen? If it could happen here, in this part of Texas, it can happen anywhere. I mean, I never thought it would happen here because this is, Texas and everybody's. But there's an assailant who walked in there who was well armed, well armored, and he opened fire before anyone had a chance to respond. And but he's now dead. That has been confirmed that the shooter is dead.
The shooter is dead.
The threat is over. Yes.
And David Martin Davies, in the last couple of seconds that we have left, tell me, what is next? Are you just waiting for an official response? Do you plan to go back to Sutherland Springs?
Oh, yeah, we'll be going back to Southern Springs and covering this developing story because there's so much, we've heard so much, but we don't want to report it yet because it's not official. But we're waiting for Governor Abbott to tell us the facts. We want to get the facts right and get them on the air. And there are so many people that need to be identified, families that have to be told. This is something I think is a game changer for not just for Sutherland Springs, not just for this part of Texas, but I think for Texas.
David, are you from the region?
Yeah.
Tell me, have you ever seen anything like this before? San Antonio is a fairly large city. This is a rural town. San Antonio is a fairly large city. Have you ever seen a shooting on this scale?
I've been to shootouts between drug cartel members on the border. I've seen big shootouts. I've never seen anything like this.
And what do you think that tells us, I wonder? Has the place changed? Have the people changed? Or is this just another random act of violence?
That's going to be, when we find out who the shooter is, when we find out what this person's major malfunction is, we will learn those things.
David, let me ask you a question. This shooting did take place in a church. Can you tell us anything about the church?
Small church, holds about 50 people, right off the highway, surrounded by a few homes. The people who lived across the street from their church and nearby heard the shooting, and they engaged with the shooter. The shooter began shooting at those homes as well.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't just confined to the church. As our local resident Michelle was saying earlier, there was shooting outside of the church as well.
That's what we're being told. That's what I talked to a resident who lived across the street from the church, and then I spoke to someone who spoke to other neighbors of the church, and that's what they were told.
David Martin Davies is a reporter with member station KSTX. David, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We really appreciate it.
I think you can hear a helicopter, and that's going to be Governor Abbott arriving.
Oh, wow. David, we will get you back on the line soon, I hope. In the meantime, good luck. And NPR's Colin Dwyer, thank you so much for coming in. We'll stick with you this hour.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. 26 people in Texas are dead after a gunman opened fire on a Sunday morning church service in Sutherland Springs. Joey Palacios of Texas Public Radio reports more than 20 have been transported to nearby hospitals.
Around 11:20 a.m., the shooter entered the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs in the middle of service with an assault-style weapon and opened fire. Officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety say the suspect was seen wearing tactical gear at a gas station across the street before the shooting. When he left the church, a resident with a rifle engaged the suspect. The suspect was found dead in his vehicle. The victims range in age from 5 to 72 years old. Sutherland Springs is about 40 miles southeast of San Antonio. For NPR News, I'm Joy Palacios in San Antonio.
It's 5:04. This is Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. 26 people in South Texas are dead after a gunman opened fire on a Sunday morning church service in Sutherland Springs. More than 20 people have been transported to nearby hospitals. Texas Public Radio's Joy Palacios reports on Sunday's events.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott called this the largest mass shooting in Texas history.
And this will be a long, suffering mourning for those in pain.
Around 11:20 a.m., the shooter entered the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs in the middle of service with an assault-style weapon and opened fire. Officials with the Texas Department of Public Safety say the suspect is a man in his 20s and was seen wearing tactical gear at a gas station across the street before the shooting. When he left the church, a resident with a rifle engaged the suspect. The suspect was found dead in his vehicle. The victims range in age from 5 to 72 years old. Sutherland Springs is about 40 miles southeast of San Antonio. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.
16-year-old Amber Main lost friends and acquaintances in Sunday morning's shooting. She says the church community is a tight-knit one where everyone was like family.
Everyone's like shattered because just this whole town's kind of close, and the church had a lot of memories for a lot of people, and I think a lot of them are going to stop going because this church has lost so many members over the past few years.
Main says shock of a mass shooting of this magnitude in such a small town is hard to comprehend.
I mean, never thought anything like this was going to happen.
Law enforcement officials have identified the shooter as 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly of New Braunfels in Comal County. The Associated Press is reporting that 8 months pregnant Crystal Holcomb was among the 26 killed. Her death was confirmed by her cousin, Nick Ulig. Authorities are investigating what motivated the gunman. Kelly was found dead inside a vehicle shortly after attack, and it's unclear if he died of a self-inflicted wound or if he was shot and died of his injuries. Kelly served 12 months confinement after a 2012 court-martial from the Air Force, and he later received a bad conduct discharge.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Residents of Sutherland Springs, Texas, are trying to hold each other up and to push back the horror of the shooting yesterday that left 26 people dead. Friends, neighbors, families, all gathered at a candlelight vigil last night.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. 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 It is a blessing that the congregation at First Baptist Church might have heard on Sunday morning. They had been gathered together for services, as they were every Sunday, to pray, to find peace. Then a gunman opened fire. David Martin Davies from San Antonio member station KSTX was at the vigil last night in Sutherland Springs. He joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm sorry it's under such terrible circumstances.
Indeed. Can you get us up to speed on the investigation, first of all? What can you tell us?
Well, the latest we're learning about the gunman, Devin Patrick Kelly, 26-year-old. He's from New Braunfels, Texas, which is just to the north of San Antonio. And he was court-martialed out of the Air Force for family violence against his wife and child a few years ago. We don't know what his connection was with the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. We don't even know if there is one. Were there any signs that this was coming on social media or direct contact with the church? That needs to be answered. And we're trying to get the official release of the names of those who were killed in the shooting. That could come today. And the church remains an active crime scene.
You were at this vigil last night, David. Can you describe what you saw, what you heard?
Over 100 members of the community gathered last night, candles, prayers, tears. Pastor Stephen Curry from the nearby Lavernia United Methodist Church spoke to the crowd, and here's what he had to say.
Who are we going to be tomorrow? We are going to be the people of Texas.
Amen.
The people of Sutherland Springs.
Amen.
The people of First Baptist Church.
Amen.
We are going to be God's people.
Yes.
Amen. We are going to be servants of the King.
Amen.
And we are going to show compassion where compassion needs to be shown. We will mourn the dead. We will lift up the families who are hurting. We will offer them what we can.
That speaking there, a minister from a nearby congregation. What else happened? Who else spoke?
Well, I spoke to that pastor and asked him, well, what about your church? Are you going to do anything different there after this shooting just down the street? And this was his response.
We can't make our churches fortresses. They're supposed to be open for people to come in and worship. We have people in our church that we, in our congregation, we do have officers who worship in our congregation. And we will listen to their advice and their instruction as to how they feel we can best deal with this as far as safety. But we're, the doors of the church are to be open as a place of prayer for all people.
This is a small town, right, David? I imagine people know each other, so the grief is that much more intense.
They know each other very well. This is a community. Everyone knows everyone, very close. And everyone I spoke to at the vigil knew someone in that church. And not only are they, you know, mourning the loss, but they're also very worried about people that are still in surgery trying to recover, because many people have multiple gunshot wounds and they don't know what the future holds for them.
What is expected today? I mean, how does Sutherland Springs move on with their Monday morning after this? Are schools going to be open?
Schools will be open. I hate to say it, but, you know, it's back to normal for Sutherland Springs. But, you know, schools reopen, life goes on. But it's never going to be normal again for this part of Texas. And this is a place where one person told me they felt safe. They thought their rural isolation made them safe. But they don't feel that way anymore. And they may not feel that way ever again.
David Martin Davies, reporter from San Antonio member station KSTX. He joined us on Skype. David, thanks so much.
Good to talk to you.
It's 6:04. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio News. Reactions are pouring in from public officials following a mass shooting at a rural church in Sutherland Springs. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, in a statement online, praised local, state, and federal law enforcement's response to the shooting. He then offered his prayers for those affected and asked that all Texans pray for the Sutherland Springs community. Mark Rylander, communications director for the AG's office, says Paxton offered to help local police agencies who initially responded to the shooting.
Attorney General Paxton and our office stands ready to assist local law enforcement however they need.
San Antonio Congressman Joaquin Castro and other Texas lawmakers in Washington also offered to help in any way possible and said they will continue to monitor reports from federal agents and the Texas Rangers as they were made available. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
The killings of churchgoers in Sutherland Springs Sunday left many locals trying to comprehend that it even happened. Troy Dagey lives a half mile from the church.
And it's just unreal, man. You know what I mean? It's, you know, you hear about this stuff on TV, but for it to be in just this such a small town, you know, it's just unreal.
Details of gunman Devin Kelly's death are still being sorted out.
They caught him down here. I own a lot of property down this way, and they caught him right next to my property down there on Sandy Elm.
26 church members died. 20 are in various area hospitals between Floresville and San Antonio. This is Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio 89.1. I'm Norma Martinez. Many in the town of Sutherland Springs, Texas, are hoping a new day brings some answers to what led to the mass shooting at the First Baptist Church. 26 people were killed and 20 wounded when Devin Patrick Kelly opened fire on the Sunday morning church service. Kelly died soon after he attacked the church after being confronted by a resident of Sutherland Springs. That's about 40 miles east of San Antonio. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies takes us to a prayer vigil held for the victims last night.
May the Lord give us peace.
Yes, thank you.
Comfort.
Hours after the prayers of Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church were cut off by gunfire, members of the community gathered by candlelight. They wanted to complete those interrupted prayers and find strength and answers in their faith.
Father God, we ask that you heal broken hearts.
Yes. The vigil was held across the two-lane Highway 87 from the church that is now an active crime scene. Sutherland Springs is an unincorporated town of 643 people. It's a place where everyone knows one another. Alda Dalton lives down the street from the church. It was the arrival of the helicopter ambulances that alerted her that something terrible had happened. She soon found out that one of her good friends was killed.
Unfortunately, she had two young children, and now they don't have a mom.
She came to the vigil to offer her prayers.
To celebrate the lives that went home forever today, and to hope and pray for the ones that are still in surgery. I still have loved ones in surgery.
Like many attending the vigil, Joyce Emily stood holding a candle with tears streaming down her cheeks. She said she was familiar with the church and its members.
Actually, we used to go to this church till God led us in a different direction. So,
okay. What was that church like?
It was very family-oriented, and when you walked in, you knew where you were loved.
Pastor Stephen Curry of the nearby Lavernia United Methodist Church told the crowd not to let the actions of this one man with a gun change who they are.
Who are we going to be tomorrow? We are going to be the people of Texas.
Amen.
The people of Sutherland Springs.
Amen.
The people of First Baptist Church.
Amen.
We are going to be God's people.
Yes.
We are going to be servants of the King.
Despite the pleas to the community not to be darkened by the actions of this killer, it's hard to imagine that that is possible. One resident told me that it was this remote, rural location that had helped them feel safe from this national plague of senseless violence. But now they understand that in today's America, these tragic mass shootings can happen anywhere.